hear silence for a minute. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Tuesday, December the 1st, 2020. And I have the honor to have three guests on today. Dave Trent, I have Chris and Lane have been on before. Listeners and supporters, and brings a lot of knowledge to the table and has a lot of knowledge. Powerful warrior in God. But we're just having a general discussion here because Dave has written a few books and you have a website and you're out here fighting it like I am, and you're a former Vietnam vet, and I was in the Marine Corps, so for 3 years I'm a vet. But the point is, we got problems in this country. Now, we've had an off the air conversation to get to know each other a little bit better because this is Chris's friend. But Dave's pretty much off top of it. And with that said, I'm going to let Chris kind of co-host the show and kind of run it, and you take it the way you want to do it, Chris.
Well, I think that both of y'all should you know, for the ones who don't know, since both of you have very powerful connections, just give a very short synopsis. Stu, you were and are probably one of the biggest federal whistleblowers left alive on this planet that has not been killed, and you have been involved in literally 3 rollovers where they've tried to take you out. You've been put in...
Well, it was 1 rollover, but 3 car crashes in 1 year, and they were trying to get the third one to be a rollover, and it didn't happen.
And you've been put in prison with Iran-Contra people for, you know, 10 months. And,
charges,
you know,
dismissed.
You were married into one of the 12 Illuminati families, which most people can't even imagine what a nightmare that is, to wake up and realize that you're actually married into one of the disciples of Satan families. And then, you know, Dave has an amazing background with the military, the Air Force, IBM, as somebody with an SSIR clearance, which most people are not even aware of what that is. And I want to say up front that it's been an honor for me as a patriot, as a handicapped person who can't really do anything except get to be very good with the computer, keep his eyes open. I've been awake since 1991, when my mother took me to see the movie JFK by Oliver Stone, and I actually came out of the movie crying on the way home, and she looked at me and said, "Baby, why are you crying?" And I mean, I was already out of high school. I was, you know, well into my 30s. At that time, because I'm 54 years old now. And I said, "Mom, you don't understand. If they killed JFK back then, what do you think they're capable of doing now with the new technology and the new stuff they got now? If they were doing that then, don't you think they'd be capable of doing it now?" So I then started going to the library, trying to pull up microfilm and microfiche and everything I could find, because of course back then we didn't have the internet, and they were very good at, you know, censoring what they wanted you to read and what they didn't want you to read. But I've been on this quest for a long time, and then in 2009, I put up a Facebook page. I then discovered the troll, Alex Jones. And from there, I discovered Stu and Tom Hennigan. And I found out that Stu outed a lot of people that were trolls that I thought was good people. So that led me on a quest to really start vetting the people that I was listening to and really paying attention to whether or not they were CIA deep state trolls or whether they were, you know, good people putting out good information. And as time went on, through a lot of prayer and fasting and a lot of common sense, God bestowed the honor upon me to be able to meet true federal whistleblowers and federal patriots like you and David Trent. And I want to say up front that it is one hell of a God-given honor for me to know both of you guys. And the knowledge that y'all bring to the table, and, you know, the joy that I've had of getting to know both you guys is just off the chart. And the way you've touched my life, because I've been on the quest to get to the truth, like I said, since 1991. And it's like when I met you guys, you really gave me the power tools to start digging down to get to the bottom of the rabbit hole, if you will, and really find out what the hell's going on. I've had computers blown up. I've had helicopters flying over my house after I put out certain shit. Stu knows that I've been on the phone with him, and my phone has been bugged, and somebody named Bubbles has been recording our phone conversations, and we've actually heard people on the other end asking us if they, you know, did you get that, Bubbles? Did you hear what he said? Blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. And so our phone conversations have definitely been tapped. They've been recorded. You know, I make no bones about the fact that, you know, my name is Chris Thibodeau. I've given my address many times.
I'm Elaine Mills.
I'm a patriot. I'm not scared to get up front and admit who I am, because I'm like this. Live free or die. I'd rather admit who I am and be killed up front than be somebody's slave and take a fucking vaccine, which I'm not gonna do. I'm handicapped, but you ain't making no slave out of me, and I'm not gonna be eating on no garbage floor, eating a bunch of shit, when God did not make me or anybody else to do that. And guys, we are at the point where right now, if we don't do something, that is what we're looking at happening. So let's get on with the knowledge that we've all acquired about what's going on with the election and talk about what we can do to stop this shit, because both of you know that I've sent you a hell of a lot of stuff over the last few days. And Stu, the first thing I want to get straight, now that I've got Dave on the phone, is the fact that you can verify, unfortunately, what you told me about Jared Kushner coming out of Obama's house, and you can verify, unfortunately, and vet that information that I gave to Dave. And I know it makes us both sad.
Well, yeah,
had military contacts call you and tell you that. Is that correct?
He told Trump to concede twice, and his own wife, his daughter, Trump's daughter, is his apple of his eye, And I understand why. She's intelligent and all that, but she's, you know, she's a Jew. She's not saved, and neither is her husband. But I believe her husband's Mossad, and I've been told that by high-level sources, and they believe it. And because he's the one to push for the Jerusalem embassy, breaking the Camp David Accords between the Palestinians and Israel, and all the other stuff, and giving the Golan Heights, okay, to annex it, and so on and so forth. That came out of Kirchner. Now, Kirchner played an important role. Right after 9/11, when Daddy Bush and Milman and Leonard Milman, my ex-witch doctor's father, and Henry Kissinger and several others go over to meet with the Yukos oil president in Russia, which had been subbed out, the management side of it, to private contractor there in Russia, where it was government controlled known before when Russia broke up. Milman was getting the oil for free, him and Daddy Bush, off the coast of Russia, off of a platform out there. And Milman had the third largest tanker shipping company in the world. Boats, ships, huge ships. Third largest. So they were hauling the oil down, stealing it from Yukos, getting it for free because the guy running Yukos was a Jew. And our Russian Putin figured it out right after 9/11 because all these guys come over here and, you know, so he starts investigating. He finds out there's no revenue, but they're hauling all this oil to Israel. They were selling to Israel for 50 cents on the dollar, stealing it. Milman and Bush was. And so he put the guy in jail for 10 years, gave him presidential pardon about 10 years later, whatever it was, and let him go, and he runs back to Israel. He let him go in exchange for something else. There was an agreement with another country. But that's what happened. Jared Kushner came in shortly after Milman got caught stealing the oil, and nothing happened to him, and the oil was cut off. Jared Kushner all of a sudden comes in and cuts a deal with Bibi Netanyahu, and he cuts a deal with Russian Putin, President Putin, to buy oil, to supply Israel with oil. He played the broker there and made $2.5 billion over 10, 12-year period of time. Just thought I'd throw that up. But Kushner's not to be trusted at all. And there is rumor to the effect, and I did get from a source, that intelligence said, yes, Stu, he probably was meeting with Obama. And he's one of the ones that told me he always felt he was Mossad. So, did that answer your question, Chris?
And my friend up in Dallas that is also got military connections who at this point want to keep unnamed and keep out of this for his own personal safety. He also verified to me that he heard the same rumor that Jared Kushner had been meeting with Obama behind Trump's back to, in his words, try to overthrow his own father-in-law. And I think that really sucks. I mean, because that puts, you know, Ivanka where she's at a point where she's got to choose between her husband and her dad.
Yeah, that's sad. You have to make that kind of choice. That's I couldn't imagine.
Now, Stu, since you brought up, you know, what's going on with the Israeli pact and the Bushes and your, you know, ex-father-in-law, Melman and all that, I think, the next point that we should drive into to keep this little radio show going in the direction that you've already sent it is the fact that Larry Mizell put up $100 million to pay for the Barack Obama Presidential Library. And as of last week, the U.S. military raided, and I can prove that because I sent that broadcast to both of you guys. The U.S. military raided Barack Obama's presidential library and pulled out all the papers of the executive orders that he was planning on giving to Hildebeest, waiting for her to become president, in order to throw us all in concentration camps, re-education camps, and if we refused to go, they were to kill us all, and she was going to drop a nuclear weapon on this country and blame it on Russia so we would start a war between the country with the most nuclear weapons, and this country would be destroyed, and that would give the Federal Reserve a chance to come in and do their great financial reset and control all the money, as if they don't control enough, because they already control 95% of the U.S. economy. This is where we're going, and Donald Trump moved in and stopped all this, and now he's got the Federal Reserve in the U.S. Treasury, and the only reason why he didn't get his pick in there to move us back to a gold standard, gold-backed currency is because so many of these dirty Republicans sided with the Democrats and chose not to put the one that he wanted over the Federal Reserve Board to get us back onto a gold-backed currency. And if you look at the fact that every war that has been started, every fake war that has been started, and JFK's death, and Ronald Reagan's death, Ronald Reagan's attempted assassination, was all caused, along with Saddam Hussein's death, because they wanted to go back to a gold-backed currency and buy oil with gold instead of buying oil with fiat currency, which we all owe interest on. They are stealing our own money, and Saddam Hussein said, screw you, I'm not going to do it. And all of a sudden, Junior Faggot Bush Fraud goes in there and says, well, since you're not going to do it, we found weapons of mass destruction, so now we're going to kill your ass. This is basically what every war has been over, is people have been trying to get out from under the fucking Federal Reserve. They're all sick and tired of this shit.
Well, that, and they stole the oil, and now you see, as an example, after the Iraq invasion, it was Chevron had 10% with Dick Cheney's company and ownership of the pipelines and maintained them and all that. But after the invasion, I think it was 3, 4, 5, about 10 years later, it was all over the press that the oil companies were all taking all the profit, and only 10% of the profit of the oil was going to the Iraqi government to support it. It's all about oil. It's about this energy, and it's about money. It's about control. You know, now, Chris, we got a guest here that you invited, and we haven't had let him have a chance to talk. And you brought up some very good points. So why don't we ask you to do this, Dave? Why don't you comment on this stuff that Chris has been talking about? Give us your opinion. Well, and tell us your website and all that.
This corruption goes back a long way. First of all, I took my website down because it was being hacked, and I wasn't getting the traffic, and the people at GoDaddy told me that Google had delisted my website. which took like 7 years to put together.
They did mine too. But Dave, give them your background, your military background, your IBM background, et cetera. Let the listeners know.
I was in the Air Force from 1969 to 1972, and I became a cryptographic system specialist with a top secret crypto SSIR clearance. Now, SSIR, people don't know what that is, and you can't even look it up because the clearance is classified. It stands for Secret Service Information Restricted. And we used to call it so secret it's ridiculous. And I saw things in Vietnam and working in those SCIFs and the comm centers that I didn't really understand at 19 and 20 years old, but it made the hair on the back of my head stand up. And I said, when they offered me an E7 and a $40,000 bump to reenlist, I told them to go pack it where the sun don't shine. And I went home and took a 1 month leave, and I went to work for IBM. And when they heard what I did in the service, they asked me when could I start. And I worked 25 years in IBM, 15 years on Wall Street, 10 years across the river in Paramus, New Jersey, in banking and brokerage. I was the Eastern Region check sorter specialist for the whole East Coast. And when they had problems in Puerto Rico that they couldn't fix, they sent me down there because I could fix anything. Give me a technical manual and I'll have it fixed in a minute because I'm the biggest Rube Goldberg guy you ever want to meet. And I went through IBM. I mean, I worked in banking and brokerage. I knew all the bankers, all the brokers. One of my accounts was One Police Plaza, who I still have somebody there that I know who, back in the days, been there for a long, long time. And he's one of the guys that that told me that the frazzled drip tape of Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin torturing a six-year-old girl to death and drinking her blood definitely does exist. He's one of, I think, three remaining people of 12 that saw that video or saw that tape that was on Anthony Weiner's laptop that are still alive. And I can't mention his name, obviously, for security purposes. But he told me straight up, that tape, I saw it, I couldn't watch it all. It made me want to puke. Does exist.
Apparently did exist, because when it hit the internet, someone had called me, one of the female listeners, and she had called me and told me about it. And I got up there, and it was gone. But she saw it. She said it made her sick. Go ahead.
Yeah, it definitely does exist. And if you remember, the CIA sent people over to Nepal after a guy by the name of Peter Dauglish, who apparently uploaded this thing to the dark web and people had access to it. Shortly after that happened, the guy, I don't know, he got arrested or something, and it disappeared off the dark web. But not before at least a dozen people offshore have access to that tape, have access, downloaded it, put it on USB drives. And somebody who's not a party to this conversation, his name is Stony Stone. He runs a YouTube site and a bunch of other sites called You Can't Make This Shite Up News. Drove from Rockford, Illinois to New Jersey, where I used to live, to have a 4-day conversation and with me and the people who have these tapes on encrypted phone conversations. So I definitely know that exists. But the corruption in the government goes back way, way before. It started in 1913 when they had the meeting out in Hell's Island. Yeah, Jekyll Island, where they concocted this story with the Federal Reserve and all this other stuff. And then it progressed. It increasingly progressed because they know they can't take us because there's a rifle behind every blade of grass. They know they can't come at us with any kind of military force. Even if they sent the Chinese in here, they'd be dead in 2 weeks. General Yamamoto had it right. because you ain't taking our guns. You'll get my guns, bullets first. When I run out of bullets, you can come take my gun out of my cold, dead fingers. But anyway.
Hey, the Marine Corps taught me as we kill them, we take their ammo from them to reload
right.
with. Kill more.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. And then they have, they infiltrated every part of this government over the span of at least 100 years. And a lot of people don't know this, never studied in history. In fact, when my friend Art, when my late friend Art Bernklau showed me this book that he bought on eBay as a collector's item, it's called The Plot to Seize the White House by Jules Archer. Back about 10 years ago, the copyright expired, the author died, and it was available online as a collector's item that came in a little plastic thing like a collector's, you know, comic book. Not supposed to read it, just supposed to trade it because it's rare. And we opened that, I read that, and I said, I couldn't believe this. About 1933, corporate America, the big conglomerations of corporations got together and they plotted to take over the United States government. And that was foiled by an unsung American hero that nobody ever heard about. His name is General Smedley Butler. And he put the kibosh on all of that shit. There's court records behind it. There's court citations, cases where you can go on Lexis or any legal website and you can type it in and you can see the colloquy of all this information and all this evidence that was presented to put this the kibosh on this thing. 1933. 30 years later, Dealey Plaza, they assassinated the President of the United States in cold blood in front of God and everybody, and blamed it on some poor schlub who had not a fucking thing to do with it. And he could prove it. And then they shot him, and then they killed the guy that shot him.
Hey, Dave?
I add something here, Dave, real quick to that. It happened to be that Leonard Millman, Daddy Bush, by the way, was in Dealey Plaza, and there's pictures up on my site.
Yeah, he's the only motherfucker on the planet who doesn't remember where he was when Kennedy was shot.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's a memo.
I remember that day like it was yesterday.
And then there's a memo the next day, and he denied he was in the CIA, but there's a memo to George H.W. Bush of the CIA from Defense Intelligence going to the FBI director, the dirty one at the time, forgot his name, the scumbag who ran the FBI for years. Anyway, it went to him. It was regarding the Cuban thing and what the response would be after Kennedy. His death, but Millman owned.
All the wars that we've had up until that, from that point on, Vietnam, all these wars, Kuwait, Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, Desert this, that, the other fucking thing with Gaddafi and all that, is all for drugs and undocumented children. That's the thing that all of these places have in common.
And the oil, the natural.
And the oil.
You got it.
For that and Gaddafi, wanted to go back to buying oil for gold instead of using U.S. currency because the new U.S. currency was being manipulated by the Federal Reserve. And he said, I'm not dealing with the United States government because they're as crooked as you can get. And when he decided to go to a gold-backed currency, and this is documented, I've seen the documents. Hillary Clinton is the one that said,
invaded.
Let's go kill the motherfucker and get the shit over with. Now, she's behind more people's deaths lately than probably anybody on the fucking planet.
Now, I interviewed former Cynthia McKinney, who was in over there when Gaddafi died. Former Congressman Cynthia McKinney, I've had her on. She brought Scott Bennett to me initially after she lost her election by one vote because she wouldn't sign the APEC agreement. Israel first over America, and you will be reelected, is what they told her. She was beat by one vote. Now, what did she do? She decided, and I met with her over 911 here in Kansas City. She came and told me because of the knowledge I had, and she was aware of from aides of hers and so forth. But I got to know Cynthia. But she was in that battle zone at the time it happened. And you're right on target. It was fucking Hildebeest and Obama, and it was all over several things. One was the gold. to Gaddafi was bringing fresh water into his country. And he was giving his own people, when they got married, he would give them the couple $10,000 to get started in life with. They would give them a car, a house, whatever they needed. They would do different things to their own people. This is what he was doing. They couldn't have that.
Right, and our mainstream media made him out to be
a monster,
a scumbag.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say, it was easy to do because the guy, he looked like somebody who was a little whack.
Yeah. He had
but
that
you
look.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
That's true.
And Tony Stone and I, 4 years ago, blew up the spot on Benghazi. We knew what happened in Benghazi. We did this separately before we even knew each other. Okay? 2 months after that happened, after my video hit my original YouTube channel, the CIA paid me a visit. Not CIA, I'm sorry, the Secret Service paid me a visit. I said, you put this thing about Hillary Clinton? She said, so what? So I called the guy on his way out. I says, not for nothing. I says, you got no evidence that that's true. I says, if you take me to court, I only request discovery. And second of all, I says, don't stand between that son of a bitch and a fucking patriot when the shit hits the fan, because your life ain't worth it.
Hey, Connors,
I called him right to his face, and he walked, and him and the local cops that I knew from way back when that came to the house to escort him to the house. They walked out, and the guy called later. He started laughing. He says, hey, you guys are like guy. I should have taped the fucking thing.
Connors, who was on the Judiciary Committee.
State shit goes back way back. I mean, I'll give you an example. In 95, I ran across what I call the non-existent abandoned farmhouse out in the middle of the woods in Catskill, New York, where they were hunting people, I guess. I don't know, because there was bones laying around. And it didn't look like fucking cattle bones to me, so I got on the phone at Hartman's Cafe House on Hart Content Road, and I called Albany FBI, and they treated me like I had three heads. Then I ran across Big Pharma in a middle school, diagnosing only practically 60% of the kids in the classroom with ADD, giving them drugs against their parents' consent.
Was this
Castle?
And that
was an article that was written in the Albany, I think it's a Boston, Albany Times. I'll put the link, when I do this video, I'll put the link in the description to that article that the judge told parents that you either give your kid Ritalin or I'm going to turn them over to CPS.
Was this in Castile?
I got in trouble. They fucking arrested me and put me in jail for doing this shit. Because one of the kids came to my nephew, and he says something about the principal taking his picture separately because his photo on the group photo of his graduation class didn't come out right or some shit. I said, that sounds a little funny. And I come to find out after about 4 months of investigation that these people were taking digital pictures of kids in school, and they were ending up on a dark web being bid on by these fucking towelhead sand niggas over in fucking Saudi Arabia, and they were being kidnapped on demand, I guess.
It fits in with the fact that the royal family, Otis had told me that out there in Beatty, Nevada, from Las Vegas on, I think it's 95, there's three warehouses. And a helicopter pilot flew in there, signed an affidavit, of which I have, but he hauled Packard, Hewlett-Packard Corp, out there from the Strip by helicopter, and he waited for a half an hour the first time he came out, and then he went back again another time about a week later, and he didn't come out, and so he goes to the door, knocks on the door, and he said he saw 3-year-olds to 9-year-old kids. Half of them were naked, others had poop in their diapers, stuff like this, kidnapped children. Had to be 100 of them in there. He said he went back to the helicopter and left him there. But I talked to Otis about this. He said that's where they're taking the kids for the aliens. They're taking them up there. And he says, why is it that the Saudi, he says, I know this for a fact, why is it the Saudi royal family landed several times there at the air base north of Las Vegas, and they were taken by helicopter over to Beatty. They picked out their kid they wanted. They took it home, and they're starting to fuck it, okay? Having sex with children, folks. This is how sick they are. He says, ask the question, why does the Saudi royal family have their wives, multiple wives, they're all blonde-haired, blue-eyed? He says, do they grow them over there, Stu, or do they grow them in America that way, make them humans? He was insinuating those were kidnapped American children that the royal families have. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, that child trafficking thing, a lot of people don't believe it, but 800,000 kids missing every year. Like they disappear like a fart in the wind. Nobody knows what the fuck happened.
I've had Jim Rothstein on, former New York detective.
Child Protective Services is Child Procurement Services.
Yes, so it is.
I tell you what. A guy on YouTube, his name is Will Kanishi. Him and I did two-hour-long videos talking to the relatives of the children that were missing and why allegedly were taken. And I tell you what, it'll make your fucking hair stand up. It's incredible. And that's why Q said, when the people learn what these people have been doing, they won't be able to walk down the street. I say they're not able to walk down the street now if people were a little bit more informed. Big Pharma is got control of the mainstream media. Every other week they come out with some new bullshit. They sit around and play Scrabble, and all the letters they got left over, they put it together. They make a name for a drug. And it's the same thing. You just put fucking two things together. It'll cure your fucking rash. It'll make your liver blow up. It'll make you want to commit suicide. But it'll cure the shit out of your rash. Yeah. Okay. You keep that shit. I don't want it. And you ain't sticking me with no fucking needles, and you ain't taking me to no goddamn concentration camp. Because I tell you what, the first motherfucker in that door is going to get a 50 caliber, 300 grain fucking Hornady bullet right through his face.
Well, you know, it's been proven on paper, and when I listened to an interview probably going on 4 or 5 months now, this made me very sad. In fact, I looked at my wife and burst into tears. I come to find out that the I-10 corridor where I live, because I live in Southeast Texas, right on the I-10 corridor. For those of you who don't know, you can take I-10 from New York City and go straight to California on I-10. It's the biggest drug running corridor. I also found out, much to my sadness and amazement, that I-10 is the biggest child trafficking and child body parts corridor, where they run all the kids
and drugs
through our country. Is mainly through my part of the country. And every day we have to sometime turn my wife's phone off because her thing from the missing children goes off sometime probably 20 times a fucking day. And I know that it's been proven, because I've seen the video on the internet, that the woman who runs that organization is guilty of child trafficking.
Yeah, and Laura Silsby, who was caught red-handed down in Haiti, trying to smuggle 30 kids out of Haiti, got convicted and was in prison and got bailed out by the Clintons, is now working for Amber Alert.
Yeah,
that's
what
the fuck that happens. You tell me how the fuck that happens. You tell me how a senator from California, what the hell's her name? I think it's Weinstein, had a Chinese spy working for her for 20 fucking years. When I was was in the service, when I got my security clearance, the fucking people went to places I forgot I'd been. They went to a place that I just visited because my brother was playing in the band there, asking questions about me. No, I do no security clearance anymore. Yeah, Jesus, gave me a security clearance. Hula Abedi is the daughter of the woman who writes the newspaper for ICE. What the fuck?
Hey, Dave, you just brought that up. Dianne Feinstein's husband is on the board of Dominion.
How the hell does that happen?
Okay, now, gentlemen, hang on a second.
The only thing that these people do, they're a crime syndicate. And by the time you get to the bottom of this, if you ever get to the bottom of this shit, these people would be dead of old age, sleeping in their bed, sucking on their fucking $50 cans of ice cream. You know what? We need to take things in there. This shit doesn't happen real quick, and I mean like within a week. We ought to go down to Washington, D.C. and clean the swamp for real.
Hey,
out of there, hang them from lampposts, glue their fucking eyelids open with super glue so the fucking crows can pick them out, and just leave them there as an example of what happens to you when you fuck around with the American people.
I'm in agreement with you.
Shit.
I'm in agreement with you, Dave. And I want to come back to that subject in a minute, but I want to touch on that Chinese for a second. People don't realize it. What we're invaded by was a partnership between Hillary Clinton, Daddy Bush, Neil Bush, Leonard Milman, all of them with the Chinese intelligence, which was Patrick Fong, F-O-N-G. Now, I'm going to take heat over putting his name out. So my buddy's up there at the NSA. Hey, if my name pops up on the radar scope, maybe you can take him and escort him back on an airplane to China like Otis Johnson did in the past for me to keep from killing him. Okay? Now, he was Worthington. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Please. Patrick Fong was Worthington Bank of Little Rock, Arkansas during the years that Bill Clinton was the governor there and Hilda Beast was the first lesbo in office there, or first lady lesbo, whatever you call them. Anyway, Patrick Fong had Worthington Bank. That was the Chinese intelligence and the secrets that were being sold to China by Daddy Bush and Hilda Beast and Neil Bush and Melman and all of them. Weapons, drugs, anything. They were buying drugs from China through that. Worthington Bank, Little Rock, Arkansas, part of BCCI and connected to the Bank of Credit and Commerce International, which I gave about 90% to Jonathan Beatty that wrote the book, The Outlaw Bank. Then they tried to murder him after he published the book. He was Time Magazine's head correspondent, did several stories about Denver for me, Silverado, the Denver airport, etc. But Worthington Bank of Little Rock is, and Patrick Fong, Dave, are the same people that was the Lincoln bedroom scandal involving the Clintons' pay contributions for secrets and all this other. Now, that was all true and is part of that connection that still exists today between the Clintons, the Bushes, and the Chinese. Now, you got Dominion Software with Chinese servers, these Alibaba, Tencent, all tied up to it, and it comes through Kojiko, because I've got the evidence on this crap. They've been banging my website, it's the same people, and I shut Dominion down and blocked it. God, everything's coming in blocked. That was one of them, but it goes through Kojiko, which is an Israeli private-owned telephone company of the United States government. It's their servers, their internet, their telephone is owned by private Israeli citizens, corporations. But it's all intertwined with Israeli out of Jerusalem tied to our phone systems, which is espionage, and all tied up together. And it's called CogentCo.com, PSI.com, PSI-info or PSI-com, and Orange out of Germany and out of Europe, and it's all intertwined. And you're right about the fact that somebody has ownership in the software, but this Chinese connection with her aid, that's Patrick Fong's boy. That's the Worthington Bank connection that the damn government needs to know, and they listen to my programs. Maybe Mr. Trump will be able to bust the bastards. They are also the same ones that were tied to the Harvard missing weapon virus that they think they shot off over there in China, which they didn't do. It was 5G they cranked up. But that was part of other espionage going on by the Chinese, who in Topeka, Kansas, they had a big meeting among the legislators in the state of Kansas because of a Chinaman professor being arrested out there, KU, in Lawrence, Kansas. And that was all within about a month and a half period of time. There was some espionage going on, and some people in our government busted them. Okay, go ahead, guys.
The corruption is so damn ubiquitous and so entrenched that you can't turn over a rock and there's not a snake under it. It's unbelievable.
And it's always when, the same people.
I don't know if you ever watched this, the Fox series Prison Break.
No.
We binge watched that thing because it's a guy that was kidnapped basically by the deep state and put in prison for what he knew and blah, 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 blah. And whenever you think the good guys lost, there was another plot twist, and it just went on and on and on and on for like six seasons. And I said, this is the greatest thing that you can't make this shit up.
Nobody knows what crack means.
You can't make this shit up. Big Pharma owns the media. They own the whole damn thing because they ultimately what they want to do is they want to kill 90% of the people on the planet. That's Bill Gates' dream. And he admitted it. He was talking at a TED talk one time. I got the clip there somewhere. And he says, well, if we really do good, we can do this and we can eliminate this and that. I said, you really? And then they carved it in stone in Elberton, Georgia. If you want to go pull down a fucking monument, go get some shape charges and blow that fucking thing up. That looks like a half a Stonehenge with the Ten Commandments in seven different languages carved into the stone of how the New World Order is going to be. If you want to do a symbolic takedown of a monument, take that fucking thing and reduce it to driveway gravel. And break it into little rocks and sell it on eBay like they did with the bricks from the freaking Berlin Wall. And, you know, there's only so much corruption you can deal with. And all of these people, all these politicians, what are they doing for us? Nobody makes the observation. They'll say, what the fuck are these politicians doing? They're trying to cover their own ass for the crimes they've committed for the last 100 years. And they're collecting big freaking salaries to try to cover up their shit. You know, while you're covering up your shit, I ain't going to pay you. How you like that?
Go ahead.
For those of you who don't know, I told Dave this morning, starting tonight at 7 o'clock for the next 5 to 7 days, I'm not sure how many tapes they have, but Project Veritas managed to get the internal phone number to listen in on the conference calls of CNN and what they were planning and how they were planning on manipulating us with their Project Mockingbird stuff that they still have going on. And Project Veritas is going to release one tape at 7 o'clock every night for the next fucking week.
Yeah. And you know what? Everybody's got to take these videos that you think might be a little sketchy or a little, you know, something that the globalists might want to take down. Download the videos and keep them on your hard drive or on your phone or wherever. So you can.
Now, Dave, you just brought that up.
And now, wait a second. A utility I've been using called Dentex YouTube Downloader has been banned in the United States. You can't use it in the United States. If you try to download a YouTube video with that, it comes back and it says URL not available. But I found a way around that. How you like this? Use 1.1.1.1. You just go into the Play Store or the App Store and type 1.1.1.1. It's a VPN. Use that, and all of a sudden now this downloader works because now you're in another country. And the same thing with those URLs that Twitter banned. to paste, you know, say, I'm going to post this video from YouTube or from BitChute or something, and you put it in there, and you think it went. But when you go to send another thing, it says, it comes up next to the send button, it says drafts, and you click on drafts, there's the thing that you try to fail to send. So if you take that URL and you go to a website called tinyurl.com, paste that link into where it says make URL, say make tiny URL, it makes a tiny URL, and then you can take that URL and paste that, and that'll go. So there's ways around everything. And these people, the more they try to censor us, the more they validate us. Because when you take this stuff off, YouTube's got this thing, they're going to have it on this video, they're thinking about it, robust protections are in place to ensure the election integrity. Right, bullshit. If sparrows had banjos in their asses, there would be music in the air. And as soon as you see that, you know that what that guy's saying is true, absolutely 100% fact. And it's and they're flying over the target like I did on my 7 YouTube channel video, YouTube channels that they deleted. One of them was growing 800 subscribers a day. 800 subscribers a day, and they took it off. Why? Because I posted that bullshit video from New Zealand of the guy in a mosque with a first-person shooter game overlaid on a video of a mosque where he's shooting people with an AR-15 and NATO 223s, and there's no blood anywhere. Then he takes the shotgun that he just blew some guy's head off with, and he fires it off at his windshield, and the windshield is still there. All right. Oh, and they banned the video. So I really, you have this video, we'll give you 10 years in prison. And New Zealand capitulated to that bullshit.
Censorship.
New Zealand capitulated to that fucking bullshit. We're going to put you in jail. Put me in jail, motherfucker. Come get me. Come and fucking get me. Please, come and get me. Because I'm tired of this bullshit.
Okay.
And I don't miss. I'm a match shooter. I will shoot you in the face. And your body armor ain't going to do a goddamn thing.
Now, Dave, I think you made your point on where you stand. And all of us are going to have to make a stand.
And I'm not the only one who feels this way, Stu. I'm not the only one. I'm the only one who's got the balls to fucking say it.
Well, I say it too, because it's like, you know, so many of the women right now, once Trump proves that he won the election, the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa are going to come out. And I've said it on my show, and I'll say it again right here on this show. Look. If that's the case, they come into the cities, come into your neighborhood. If you can't get the police to arrest them because there's too many of them or they're doing something in the way of violence, rob, loot, steal, burning, shoot them in the private parts. And here's why. Here's why I say that. Shoot them right down there in the private parts and blow it half away. Because we don't need these mental cases. These mental cases, twisted minds that these are involved with. We don't need them to reproduce anymore. I want to see to it, and leave them late for the cops to arrest them. Just shoot them into private parts. That ends the problem of any future generations from them. And it ends the problem. But we are going to have to probably arrest the Congress, Senate, and a whole bunch of public officials, because there's a bunch of them going to need to be done. But I also...
There's 191,000 sealed indictments, last I checked.
Is it?
I don't know what the hell they're waiting for.
Man, I'll tell you.
I don't know, they're waiting, you know, it's like you hold a sealed indictment against, like, a mafia family, you know, so they don't know that they're under indictment. The prosecutor gets up there, presents his case, and the grand jury says, true bill, and they put an indictment on. And then they seal it so that nobody can go in there and see what the hell's going on. They can see how many are in each state. And if you think I'm bullshitting, go to pacer.gov, pacer.gov, and you can see each one broke down by state how many sealed indictments there are. They don't say who's indicted. They tell you how many. Typical, and since before Trump, typically we had maybe 1,000, 1,200 a year.
That's true.
We got 190,000 sealed indictments. They don't do sealed federal indictments for shits and giggles. And if you've been indicted by the federal government, you got a 99% chance that you're going to go to jail. 99% chance.
Who do you think those indictments?
They don't play games.
Who are those indictments for? Dave, who do you think those indictments are for?
I think they're for the Congress. I think they're for all of these people who are fucking around with the election, big tech people. And you know, there's guilt, and then there's guilt by association. Those people who are stuffing the ballots and keeping the people out of there so they couldn't see what they were doing, they're just as guilty as the top dog, as far as I'm concerned. You're sitting in your car while your buddy goes in and robs the bank, because you got to sit in the car so when he runs out, you can get away fast. Who's the most guilty guy? You or the guy who went, or the guy who went in the bank and actually pulled out a gun and said, "Give me your dough." You're both guilty. You're both going to jail. And now they're trying to. I guarantee you, they're all flipping on each other. Jeffrey Epstein didn't commit suicide. Bullshit story. Bullshit and more bullshit. And then the coroner gets up on national TV on the mainstream media and he shows a picture of a special housing unit cell with a bunk bed. First of all, bullshit and bullshit. I've been there. I've been in a fucking shoe. There ain't no fucking bunk beds in any shoe in any place in the country by federal law. So you showing me a picture of a bunk bed in a shoe, right away I know you're blowing smoke up my ass. Right away. I don't have to go any further than that. So either one of two things happened. Either the deep state got him, or the White Hat's got him, and he's down in Gitmo spilling the beans on his co-conspirators, which is what I think happened. Because the bullshit doesn't add up. All the cameras didn't work, none of the cameras were. If the cameras didn't work, how the hell are you now? You found the cameras now. You found the videos from the cameras now that didn't work.
You know, there was one thing that Trump made a statement, tweeted, that he said, my legacy, if I only serve this term, or he said, the legacy of my presidency will be that I will clean the Justice Department up. That I cleaned the Justice
Department. He's got a lot of work to do, because I tell you what, it's not only the Justice Department, it's probably every major law enforcement agency in the country.
Oh, they're all tied in.
Especially New York. New York is full of corruption. Full of corruption.
You know, you know, Dave, you just brought up an interesting point, because if you listen to the Arizona Senate hearings where they brought up all the Dominion stuff that took place in Arizona. He said all of the help that the deep state got came from the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA. And he says, in my opinion, all of these organizations cannot be reformed. They need to be disbanded because they are not serving the American people. They're serving themselves. Now,
you know what? I let me stop you right there. Disbanded means nothing. You know why? Because the CIA has its own source of funds. They don't give a shit who gets cut their paycheck. So they lose the paycheck. They lose their official association with the U.S. government. So what? They still know each other. They're still working together. They still got money coming in from the drugs and the child trafficking.
Criminals in action.
Now they go on the ground. They're just like the fucking bootleggers. Now when they made whiskey illegal, what happened? They didn't stop making whiskey. They just went on the ground. That's what these people do. Now you can't watch them at all.
That's true. That's what they have done, period. But gentlemen, we're pushing right up to an hour. I think we've had a good talk here. We know the corruption's here, and we're all going to have to stand up and do something about it. And so be prepared, because one of these days, hey, there's 150 million of us out here awake, a good 100 million plus strong of patriotic Americans, including ex-military, that took an oath to defend and support the Constitution. And you just heard from Dave here, ex-military, he's got that attitude like I have. We're going to have to stand up to play. But if they think they're going to put in this new satanic world order, pedophile Biden, and this prostitute Harris, Pamela Harris, prostitute her father and her grandfather, white slave owners in Jamaica, still to today. Non-citizen of the United States of America, thinks she's going to become vice president. Evil. Both of them are evil. And his son, this Hunter Biden son. I mean, apples don't fall far from the trees, folks. And to be a pedophile from that laptop showing all this stuff, it's bizarre. Now, I know where it's standing. I'm standing behind Trump because Trump was a good guy in. He meant to make change, and I'm aware of that. Now, whether he stays there or not is going to be up to us, the American people. And we're going to have to see to it because of the corruption. Now, this Dominion software I'm hearing goes clear back to the 2000 election. And it's that deep that they were fixing the elections clear back then. I know that Westar Satellite, E-Systems, Dallas, part of Raytheon defense contractor that has a Stonar technology, is going to do anything. Stonar hitting people, by the way, Dave, and zapping their immune system, killing them, causing them heart attacks, all that stuff. They are involved in changing the electronic machines that are, even if it's paper ballot, they hand it to you and you still put in the tab that they tear off, you put it in the machine, it counts it. They changed that during the day. And Jeb Bush immediately called the next day to congratulate Biden, which he's a Republican. He should have kept his mouth shut to congratulate Biden. He was sending the message, we fixed the machines. Now, not only is Dominion involved here and Cogent Co., the U.S. government and Israeli-owned U.S. telephone company, and the Democratic Party. You've mentioned Feinstein's husband. You've mentioned Pelosi, by the way, has some ownership. It was created by Brownstein in Denver, the APEC director, which says it's probably an Israeli spy operation to control the Congress and Senate. But it's crime syndicate, folks, and it's New World Order, and a lot of people think we're living in end-time prophecies. Well, what we're coming up against is the evil to put an end to it. Now, it's whether you want to play David and Goliath in the book, the Bible, and do what God tells you to do, because I know where he's putting in my mind that one of these days I'm going to have to go, quote-unquote, arrest politicians. Now, if I go to arrest a politician, I was Marine Corps trained. They told us, you don't bring prisoners and let somebody else take names. So if I go loose, you know what's going to happen. And I think Dave said it. There's going to be a lot of people swinging from trees in Washington, D.C.
Stu, a congressman from Arizona got on television the other day during these Senate hearings in Arizona and said, quote, I have enough evidence to bring to the Supreme Court right now to overturn the election in 3 states. That's how much evidence they have and how corrupt this system is.
Now, you sent me some videos. I'll get them up with this radio show, Chris. Any last words, Dave?
Well, all I got to say is that, you know, a lot of people saying, when are the arrests going to happen? But they don't realize the scope of what the hell we're dealing with here. It's not only corruption here in the United States, it's corruption worldwide. If you leave one cockroach running around, 2 months later you're going to have the same problem you had to begin with. So you got to get them all.
Elaine, what would you say?
I was saying that they actually have the DOD fighting this cyber war, and they have everything. They're going after the deep state people and everybody involved, but it's so huge. That's why it's called the Kraken.
Yeah, that's...
The DOD cyber war is called the Kraken. That's what was released. She said the Kraken is released in the background, behind the scenes. Names can be cannot be mentioned because they don't know. They don't want them to know who they're coming after.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't even get to cover that this morning, gentlemen, in the context of us getting to know each other and introduce ourselves. General Tom McInerney reported this morning in about a 2-hour broadcast that I sent to both of y'all that U.S. Special Forces are now moving in and starting to clean shit up, because Space Force knows what's going on. U.S. military cyber command knows what's going on, and all of that has been given to the U.S. Special Forces.
Who reports and, to who?
And the guy who is now the head of all of this, that he got rid of the deep state stooge a few days ago, reports directly to President Trump. So we have somebody now, hopefully, who is in the process of cleaning this shit up.
Well, I know that, you know, Sidney Powell is Scott Bennett's attorney. And Scott, I've had him on. He's a whistleblower. And he worked in the same building with Snowden. But he was investigating as a doctor, lieutenant in the Army Intelligence. He was looking for terrorist financing. But they locked him up, shut him up when Snowden blew the whistle. And the whole building on the top floor was full of secret documents that Rumsfeld was passing over to the Israelis. And they just had clearance to come in and get anything they wanted. And, of course, that was part of what happened to Scott. He blew the whistle on this stuff. But his attorney is Sidney Powell. And I know that Scott has given depositions to high-level government investigators. We'll leave it at that, on what he has and others. There are going to be some heads roll. And General Flynn's new attorney that got him off the charges was Sidney Powell. He's been exonerated. And he was given a presidential pardon so he could advise the president again. And my buddy Otis Johnson told me if Mueller didn't go to jail for prosecuting Hildebeest on her false dossier, she'll find herself in a prison cell. Now, he was the guy that tried to bust Bush with Casey when Casey was going to go testify to what Bush did during the Iran-Contra for the Congress. And anyway, I think something bigger is coming, folks.
I certainly hope so, Stu, because this is getting ridiculous now. 5 years of this bullshit.
Well, I've seen it for 38 years. I've seen it develop from them controlling 20% of the economy in 81 and taking over in October surprise, stealing the election from Carter, Bush getting in, and I've seen it go from there. And I know a lot about the Kennedy murders and how Milman, my ex-father-in-law, financed through a guy named Lederman of Industrial Bank of Denver that collapsed during the 80s, and all the other, his brother, was the one that financed the guy that shot Oswald. What was his name? I can't remember right now.
Jack Ruby.
Two nightclubs he had, one in Dallas and one in Chicago.
Oh, while we're on that subject, have you ever heard of a book called Dr. Mary's Monkey?
No.
Apparently, these people that were involved in the Kennedy assassination, Jack Ruby and that ilk there,
Yeah. We're
doing experiments with a world-class immunologist. Her name was Dr. Mary something, and they were trying to weaponize cancer, and they were working out of their apartment with rhesus monkeys, fucking around with monkeys, and just as a coinkydink, ever since then, soft tissue cancer, which used to be rare, I remember when I was a kid and somebody got cancer, they had a fucking doctor fly in from somewhere to take a look at what the hell was going on. Now they got freaking hospitals in Camden, New Jersey. That's all they do. Cancer research. And they probably got the cure for this shit, but they're making too much money on people getting sick, getting chemotherapy, which is, you know, the chemotherapy will kill you faster than a cancer.
You know, you're correct on this, Dave, and there is a book called The Cure for All Cancers by Dr. Helda Clark, Canadian doctor, that used to use Hannah Kruger's formula, which she's got hannasherbshop.com, H-A-N-N-A-S, herb, H-E-R-B, shop, S-H-O-P.com. Still up there, still sells the herbs, but she was a German doctor that found out the cure for all kinds of stuff, and cancer, one of the biggest things, is parasite-based, is what she claims. So the wormwood combination, it's called, you can find in the health food store or online for around $10 on her site, is written about in the book, The Cure for All Cancers, by this Canadian doctor who used her formula, the wormwood combination, and cured 8 out of 10 people of cancer. 8 out of 10 people. Yes.
If you
I knew
you
Hannah.
Don't mind,
She gave me
up. If you don't mind giving me the honor of breaking in.
Yeah, go ahead.
On that point real quick, someone who you and I both have the honor of knowing, who is the Honorable Dr. William Mount, who is a U.S. ambassador, who you and I have talked to many times. U.S. ambassador to Russia, says and has put out a video that has been taken down, that it was put out in World War II Army field manuals, which he has shown on video, and of course the video was taken down by YouTube, that seaweed and something called immucyst, which you can buy on eBay. It's $2 a bottle. It's kind of up there, but I've taken it. I've got cerebral palsy, and it actually got me back up on my feet, running around in the yard just a few days after I take it. I don't know what that shit does, but it's incredible.
Since you're on this health subject real quick. Thanks to Dr. William Mount giving me a nice contribution of some things that I needed. One of them was seaweed a while back, a year ago or so. Here's where you get your seaweed from. Through him, or go to the seaweed is www.seaveg.com. And it comes from the North Atlantic, which isn't contaminated with radiation because of the Japan nuclear power plant problem. Which would solve it, by the way. All they need to do is encase it in concrete. That solves the problem. The radiation is still out there and done its damage. But I want to add this, Chris, because you brought that up about that the other product that you spoke of that he recommends.
Yeah, that is the cure for cancer, according to those Army field manuals. Okay. Seaweed and
immucyst.
And they took those field manuals off of eBay and took his videos down off of YouTube because he reported that, and he's been in trouble for that. But of course, as you know, Stu, they can't arrest him because with him being an ambassador, if they arrest him, they got to kill the person that arrested him, and they have to kill the judge that goes up to hear the case to convict him. You do not fuck with a U.S. ambassador. That is something you don't do.
Okay, now, Chris, hang on a second. Let's stay with the everybody's been talking because we're all mad. We all want something done and something changed. But let's stay with the health thing and close this program out. But, you know, Amber's been on with me before. And she was the one that was having two periods a month because of 5G, and she found 100 other women in Bakersfield. She's a nurse. And she started, her brain started shrinking and blood coming out of her ear because they had 5G towers in her neighborhood. Well, after enough complaints, they trenched the street, dropped the 5G lines in the street, and blacktopped over the top. 2 months later, she goes back to a 28-day normal period cycle. And so did many of the other women in the area, because she followed up on stuff. Her brain quit shrinking, and she quit having blood coming out of her ear for the last 6 weeks, gone into convulsions twice, like they showed someone over in China when the first virus supposedly hit. This virus thing is not virus, folks. A can of Lysol says it kills coronavirus. The EPA put out a few months ago, coronavirus is the only, Lysol is the only thing that will kill it on contact, on metal and plastic, etc. Quinine water has the cure that they gave President Trump when he got it. It wasn't the quinine, but it was quinine stuff in it. They're giving nursing home patients in the state of Missouri, some of them, quinine water shots to keep them from getting it. Now, according to Amber and the other nurses and doctors and research, because she's very good at this, folks, she cured me of psoriasis, vitamin D deficiency. No milk. I'm lactose intolerant. I don't eat ice cream, drink milk. Bothers me. Now, vitamin D is what I was lacking. And I mean, I had serious open wounds all over my legs and butt. Okay? Psoriasis. Oh, take this cream and put it on it, says the doctors. And that'll help dry, keep from being dry. That wasn't the problem. It was internal. It was vitamin D. Now, that's cured because of her. Another thing that she found is that all the dead people that supposedly have died of coronavirus this year, since the so-called epidemic, fake democratic covert operation against satanic covert operation against the American people, she found that the people that are dead are lacking calcium, magnesium, zinc, and vitamin D in their body. These nutrients, they are lacking, and it's chemtrails that they're spraying is something out of the chemtrails 1 week before the election, 2 weeks thereafter, that's made everybody sick. I've been coughing like a dog again. I was out in it, mowing my lawn at the other place I lived in before I left. Moved over here. And I'll tell you, I was sneezing by the time I got through, and I had a mask on because I don't like to mow with grass. It bothers me. But an attorney here told me he was sick as a dog, didn't have any energy, and he says, damn, he says, I decided to do what Amber says. I went and got my calcium, magnesium, zinc with vitamin D. I started taking the past couple, 3 days, and guess what, Stu? I got my energy back. I said, son of a bitch, I've been without energy for about 3 weeks. I started taking it. I got my energy back. This is one of the things the 5G zaps out of your body. Calcium, magnesium, zinc, and vitamin D, folks. Write it down. That's what 5G we're up against right now that's causing people to be sick. And they got to understand, shut your phone off when you're not using it, okay? Turn off the off button if you can. If you can pull the battery chip, that's great. Stay away from Wi-Fi as much as possible. And we as Americans are going to have to make our legislators put a halt to this. What we're being is radiated. And it's all part of the plan, along with the chip and the vaccination. They want to give you the DNA changer. And the chip, they can mind fuck you and control you. Be a little robot to them. I'm not going to be. Now, there's something else in the health field that I recommend that I myself have started taking. And it cured. My father had a rhinovirus problem. They couldn't get it out of him. His blood count run 22,000 over 12,000. And so someone told me about oregano.com. It's wild oil of oregano, super strength. And he took a bottle of this for 6 weeks when I was out seeing him a couple, three times a week. I was shooting drops on his tongue. His blood count going to the cancer, KU blood count clinic, a cancer clinic. The doctor couldn't believe it. It was 12-12. What the hell are you doing? Oh, my son's been giving me that oil of oregano. The doctor ordered the nurses a prescription for him of oil of oregano. So I recommend it because I've noticed taking it a few drops, the chemtrail problem's gone because I couldn't afford it until recently, and now I bought a bottle. So these are just.
You said oregano.com?
Yeah, oregano, oregano.com is where they sell it. Mediterranean source, super strength. It's called oregano oil, wild oil of oregano, super strength, P73. P73. That's the super strength. That's what cured him. So there's certain things I've learned about the, you know, health profession that we don't need these friggin' doctors. All you need to do is be healthy. But we got to also know what we're being hit with and what we're being zapped with. And I guarantee you, and I want to end the program, but we're facing weather wars with HARP. We're facing chemtrails and being radiated with G5 and chemtrails, smothered And that's what these people I know got in their lungs is chemtrails that are laying in these hospitals. They can't breathe. That's because of the 5G. But
well, gentlemen, I think since, you know, we didn't get to cover half of the election bullshit and we have so much knowledge between us, I think it's probably safe to say with what's going to probably be uncovered just within the next few days here with what I'm seeing, we're going to have to get together and do a part two of this thing, because we spent so much time, you know, and we needed to do it. With you two having the amazing backgrounds that y'all have, it was necessary to show how this shit got started.
Well,
now what we have to do is watch what's going on and expose what's being put out there to bring an end to it. So I think within the next few days, we ought to watch the videos that I sent y'all, and I'm going to be sending y'all some more stuff. And then we ought to watch and see what the military does with what they're putting out there, because according to General McInerney, the military is already moving on this shit. They're already doing stuff. So we ought to see.
We'll do another program. We'll do a follow up on this. We'll do a follow up in a few days.
And I know for sure that the Patriots are burning up Twitter, wanting either the U.S. military to do something with Donald Trump calling the Insurrection Act, or the Patriots are ready to pick up their guns and start moving. It's all over fucking Twitter. It's not being censored. And, you know, everybody is ready to do something. I don't think it's going to come to that, because I think Trump has seen what's going on. I know that the post that said that there were 80 million patriots that voted for him that were ready to back him up with their guns and all this stuff. Trump has seen that shit posted on Twitter. So the man knows full well what's at stake. And I think that they have it well in hand. I'm praying that's what happens. But, yeah, we're definitely going to have to do a part two of this thing. But I believe before we end this show, Stu,
take it to prayer.
We should end this show in prayer.
You take it to prayer. You and Elaine take it to prayer. I'm with you. Go ahead.
We're going to start with coming against the demons and the fallen angels. We're going to come against them in the name of Jesus. They will fall. They are defeated by the blood of Jesus. We are victorious in this fight, in this battle going on, not only spiritually, but we win first in this battle spiritually, and then we fight it in the physical. Right now, behind the scenes, there's a fight going on. And what we could do right now is fight this battle in spiritual warfare and come against them in the name of Jesus and defeat them in the spirit. Because there was one guy talking about Kraken is also Satan.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up both Stu Webb and David Trent and myself and my wife, and I cover us all in the precious blood and our families of our Lord and Savior, because we all know that without God stepping into this thing, without Yeshua HaMashiach stepping into this thing, we are not going to make it. Without you, Father God, without you stepping into it, you said in your word
if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and reach down and heal their land. And because there have been so many patriots that have been praying over the last few years, I believe that this is where we are now in the name of Jesus. And I believe that it is really prayer that is going to get us through this thing. If we keep praying, we're going to make it. But here's the thing, gentlemen, that we've got to get across, that God is giving me right now, is this. Once this election is overturned and we get our country back, we cannot rest on our laurels. Because if we rest on our laurels and put our guards down, the same stuff that has happened already will happen again in just a few short years, because the enemy doesn't stop. So we can't just say Trump won the election, we got our country back, we got our Constitution back, it's party time, and forget about how we ever got here in the first place. We've got to. Trump put out an initiative the other day in the name of Jesus, and I thank him for it, to educate our kids and give our kids what he called a constitutional re-education as to how we got in the position that we're in. And he mandated through executive order that they teach that in all classes, in both public and private schools. So he's trying to turn our school system around, and this is what I think is going to save our country. But Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to protect Stu Webb and David Trent for the knowledge that they have and what they have been doing to fight for this country. Dave with his computer and his knowledge of what's going on and the contact that he has, and Stu with the contact that he has, who has been literally on the front lines and tried to be killed at least 3 times. Not to mention all the times that he was thrown into prison and tried to be killed that way. They have tried to take this man out because of what he knows. But hopefully one day, Father God, he'll have his day in court to say what he knows and take that before the necessary people to take these people down. Father God, I pray against these weather wars that they've been hitting our country with. Please, in the name of Jesus, send your warring angels to knock out Harp, to knock out Harp, to knock out the U.S. Air Force wing that has been responsible for praying, for spraying our atmosphere with this aluminum and magnesium and all the things that have been killing our atmosphere and making our atmosphere unsustainable on this planet and calling it climate change, which is a lie from the pit of hell. And I say right now that these deep state players are going to fall. Donald Trump and his family are going to stay safe. If Jared Kushner doesn't do the right thing and help his father-in-law, he and the people involved with him are going to be exposed. And with that, gentlemen, if there's anything you guys want to cover before I hang up, you got the floor.
I'd ask Jesus in your holy name, by your blood, by your stripes, my Savior, bring Jared Kushner and bring his wife to salvation. Bring them to salvation, Father. And I'd ask, Father, for warring angels to go against HARP. I'm in agreement with Chris. Destroy HARP. Take out the Alaskan HARP machine. Get rid of it, Father. Short-circuit it. I'd ask for these chemtrails, Operation Cloverleaf, for our government to put a stop to it. Hit the Pentagon, Father. Hit right inside DARPA, where all the evil lies with this former, yeah, I've heard rumor that he's dead, Michael Aquino. This filth inside the U.S. Justice Department, into the CIA, people like Strzok still works for him, Father. I want him punished. I want him punished severely, all of them. They're the ones that were behind my attempted demise with Obama and others on many occasions. And I'd ask, Father, for you to war against them and you bring justice against them. Bring them to salvation if they're salvageable. If not, kill them, Father. Destroy them. Get them off my planet. It's time that we need help down here. Very serious help. And I'd ask for warring angels to go against this Justice Department and Bill Barr and to clean the White House out. Get rid of the rest of the filth the surrounding the president, giving proper advice. Bring holy, righteous people around him, Father. Patriotic Americans, strong Americans. And Father, I'd ask for the Justice Department, the Pentagon, with what I'm aware, move forward with this treasonous addition against these two elections, Father, that they charge him, and that Sidney Powell prevails, and the other attorneys prevail. I'm asking, Father, that these people be tried for their treason and sedition, and that they get to be executed, Father, either by punishment, the firing squad, or hanging. I'd ask for that to come true, Father. Every one of them, clean them out. Make an example to the world where we might have generations behind us with open ears and eyes to you. Show yourself, Father, if necessary, in a way that they have never seen justice performed. I want justice, Father, and I want it in your holy name, by your blood, and by your stripes. Amen.
Amen. Lord, you said in your word, where two or more of us are gathered in your name, there you are amongst us. There's four of us here, and how many thousands are listening to this broadcast right now? Please include them in our prayers. And you also said that Revelation 6:10, it says, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou now judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Please, Lord, avenge the blood of the innocent that has been spilled in this evil cabal for the last 3,000 years since Abram walked out of the land of the king, or of the Chaldees. These people have been sacrificing our children to Molech. When is it time, Lord, to bring down the lightning on these people and show them that the justice that they deserve is right upon them? The justice is right upon them. Make us your vessels, Lord. Make us the instruments of your peace. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Elaine.
Steve. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank all three of you. Elaine, Chris, sure. Dave, thanks. We'll do this again. But that's it. This is StuWeb.com, folks. Have a good day.